Welcome to Small Business Spoonfuls Podcast, a laid-back discussion of the serious HR topics and trends of today. Sponsored by helpdeskforhr.com.
Hey, bosses and compliance warriors, welcome to another episode of Small Business Spoonfuls. I'm Lisa Smith, and today I wanted to do a quick chat about using artificial intelligence, or AI, in your human resources department. And so I get a lot of questions from people who ask, you know, how can I use AI? Is it safe to use AI? I don't know much about AI. Are the robots going to take over? You know, all sorts of good questions, right? And so the bottom line question here is, like with any other HR question, the answer is maybe, right? The answer is maybe. Maybe it is a good idea to use AI, but there has to be that little caveat for using AI for good and making sure that your AI is not steering you down a wrong road. And so let's say, for instance, you're using an AI that screens resumes that come in. And so for some reason, the AI hasn't been properly vetted, maybe through your company or not enough testing through the vendor. And And so what is happening is that every time it sees a resume for someone with a name that it believes might be of a particular race or, you know, national origin or gender, then it screens that person more negatively than it does someone with a different name. Now, we right off the top of our head, we might think, okay, so if Lisa Smith sends her resume through, maybe that's given a high rating. But if Lisa Rodriguez sends her resume through, maybe it's rated lower. And so that could be one way to look at it. It really depends on how the AI has been trained. So in the early days, and when I say early days, it's kind of jokingly, because ChatGPT came out at this point. Today is Monday, February 5th. So ChatGPT has been out for about a year and 4 months. Okay. And so in the very beginning of ChatGPT, as far as we knew, there were a lot of issues that could lead us down the road to discrimination. Software vendors, for example, started using the generative AI, which is what GPT is. They started using generative AI in their apps, and they were all excited. And of course, AI has been around forever and ever and ever. We just haven't realized it all the time, but it's, sorry, my dogs are barking in the background, but we have not realized it necessarily, right? Even though it's been around. So when those apps and tools started to first come out, we were seeing a lot of that type of thing where certain names were screened out. So maybe a name like Kalisha would be screened out over a name like Mary, just to give you an example. But depending upon how that AI had been trained, that could also go the other way, right? So in making sure that your AI is unbiased, it needs to be unbiased across the board. So that's why I like the idea that some vendors have made it really clear that we are not even looking at the names. So we've trained our program to not view names, but only to view, you know, qualifications and experience and that type of thing. Now, can that be 100% accurate? Well, probably not. But that being said, if the AI is being trained in that direction, then you're definitely set up to get a better outcome than if it had not been. So put it that way. So I guess the moral to that story is that when you're thinking of using an app to make significant decisions in your organization that are governed by state and federal law, then yeah, you want to make sure your AI is on the right track. And you want to talk to your vendors and you want to say, so reassure me, talk to me about your process in creating this program and how your AI is trained and, you know, that type of thing. And, you know, give them the opportunity to explain that to you. And if they can't or they're hesitant, then move on to the next company that is willing to have that conversation, because that's important. And at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to hold your vendor solely responsible for error in judgment that your AI may make. And, you know, then your company is in hot water because of some sort of maybe discriminatory recruiting or hiring practice. So again, it's all on the company, and we can't say AI made me do it or AI told me wrong. We're not going to be able to do that. It's really on us. So I'd love when those questions come in, you know, how do I know I can trust AI? Because you don't always know. But there are some things that you can do using AI that don't take as much research. So you could always fire up ChatGPT, for example, and you could create a form. Maybe you want to have some sort of an onboarding form where you get information in case of emergency. Who do I contact? What's your favorite hospital? You know, anything like that that people are willing to give you. There are also steps you can take to make that sort of, you know, if there are any medical, you know, information being divulged there, there are steps you can take to make that 100% top secret. And we talk about that on helpdeskforhr.com. We have an actual outline and a process for making sure that not even HR knows the answer to some of these questions. Maybe what are your allergies and what medicine are you taking? You know, HR doesn't even have to know the answer to those questions if you follow a certain process for that. And so, you know, so anyway, there are a lot of good things there that AI can help you set up and help you create. So that's a great way. Of course, you know, you always double check all the forms it creates and don't leave it on its own to create a policy for you, because when policies are created, they have to be created with federal and state law in mind. And so am I going to sit here and say that nobody's out there using AI to create policies? Well, of course not. You know, people are using AI to create policies every day. But here's the scary part. If they're uninformed about even the tiniest nuance of a federal or state law, and they think the policy looks good and they think it looks compliant, you could still be way off base because of that nuance you didn't realize. So, you know, always run your policies past legal counsel or maybe past a professional consultant. Here at Help Desk for HR, we do a lot of that kind of stuff. People send us their policies all the time and they say, what do you think? Do you see anything out of order here? And about 9 times out of 10, I have 1 or 2 issues that I can spot or questions that need to be clarified before I feel good about saying, yep, that looks like a good policy. So if it's that high on the policies I review, you know, it's at least that high across the country, because I have a great sample size with our membership. So anyway, just another thing to keep in mind, right? Now, there are a lot of other things AI can be used for, you know, in your workplace. That's wonderful. You can create training programs with AI. You can have AI review your letters that you've written, emails, you know, whatever, memos, and it can go over them. It can correct spelling, punctuation, grammar, and, you know, do all of those types of things so that you have a really good, clean draft. I get a lot of HR folks who are directors and HR managers, and they send me letters and they say, does this sound okay? And sometimes it does. And sometimes I am a bit surprised at how poor the sentence structure, grammar, spelling, you know, punctuation, all of that is. And so, you know, I help them out with the corrections, send it back, and, you know, we move on. That's part of the service we provide. But, you know, certainly you can have AI do something like that for you. And, you know, that is a very helpful way to use AI. I tell you, another way I've been using AI lately is I've been taking court cases and running it through AI and asking it to analyze and summarize for me. That is exciting. And of course, again, you have to know something about the case, a little bit anyway, because AI will tend to hallucinate details. If it doesn't have something to fill in the blank with, it'll just make something up. So again, before we do something like that and take it as, you know, the stone cold word, we want to be careful and know a little bit about what we're asking anyway, so that we can hopefully spot some of those problems if AI does hallucinate. There have been times when I've asked AI, after it's given me a long explanation of something, I've said, did you make any of this up? Did you hallucinate any of the details in this summary? And literally, there have been times that it has come back and said, yes. But it's not going to tell you unless you ask it. So, you know, AI is exciting and cool and a little bit scary, you know, for a lot of reasons probably. But in my line of work, one big reason is because we don't know always how to talk to it or how to find its flaws. So keep that in mind. And, you know, next time you go out to use ChatGPT or one of the similar tools out there, then yeah, you know, look at that and play around with it and run some tests and get comfortable with the GPT, because it can be very helpful, but only if you already know enough so that it's not dangerous. Make sense? Okay, good. So give me a shout out, say, hey, I loved the episode, you know, like, subscribe, rate us, let us know how you feel. I also always keep a little link in the show notes so that you can call in, so to speak. You can record a question and then I can answer that question on an upcoming episode. So do that too. And that's super cool and fun. And I always love to get that. And so there we go. All right. Well, it is time for me to wrap up this episode of Small Business Spoonfuls, if I can even get the words out today. And I hope you enjoyed it. Next time, I'll be talking about another hot HR topic. And it has to do with DEI initiatives and whether they can lead us down the road of potential employment law violations. So that'll be an interesting one. Come back and listen. Until I see you next time, be audit secure. Go out there and be the boss you know you are.
If you would like to learn more about our team and the services we provide, head over to helpdeskforhr.com. Our 8,000 plus members enjoy the essential training, tools, and support they need to keep up with ongoing legal changes, as well as maintaining solid HR and employment law compliance. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you like what you hear, we'd love to hear from you, either by leaving us a review or you can email us at support@helpdeskforhr.com.